Wings pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like Sheen, we are not good quality, but we'll make you look good.
And we also employ child slaves.
Absolutely. It's the only way we get this podcast done.
Yeah. Behind the cameras.
Yeah.
Like filming us right now.
Yep.
Steven. It's in the podcasting contract of when you just start a podcast. It's like, and how many people would you like to enslave?
It's like part of me right now is like, do I want to end this tangent? The other part of me is like, let's dive in.
Yeah, let's dig deeper. Should we bring race into it?
Absolutely not. Today, we are doing Mission Impossible, the first one. There's like 20 of them now.
Mm.
There's a new one out recently.
What's the new one? The Final Reckoning?
I don't know. They've all got some reckonings and some Toms.
I reckon they're pretty bad.
They're not bad, but they're just like, it's just a movie.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Built around one stunt from Tom Cruise. It's like Tom Cruise is like, I'm going to ride a motorbike off a mountain, and can we make a movie around that? It's like, how about Mission Impossible? He's like, perfect. You know, that's the plot point, is like he's gonna do a stunt.
Yes.
This movie, but this is like the original movie based off the like 60s TV show. It doesn't hold up.
No, it does not.
It does not hold up.
They definitely got better as they went on and production value increased.
Yes, and graphics as well, because some of the face peeling off things. But at the time, I feel like it was pretty cool. Critics kind of agree as well, before we get into the synopsis. We've got 79% critics, 89% audience.
Okay, that's
nostalgic.
Interesting. Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Oh, definitely.
And it was kind of the first of its kind to like, it was like basically the American Bond movies.
Yes, it was. Like, you've got the iconic music.
Yeah.
You know, dun, 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 dun.
Sorry, what was that?
You know it. And then, and you've also got that, you know, how many times have you heard that line parodied? If this is your mission, if you choose to accept.
That's true. Like, is that in this movie?
Isn't that like...
Nah, it is.
Yeah. Don't gaslight me. I get enough of that at home.
Of course, Ethan Page, the main guy, Tom Cruise, made a franchise out of this, but this is the very
first
one.
Isn't Ethan Page a wrestler?
That's right, Ethan Hunt. Ethan Page is a wrestler who recently left AEW to go to WWE, but we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about Ethan Hunt. Glad you picked that up. Synopsis, please.
All right. Please pad. Dum, 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 dum. Okay, Mission Impossible follows Ethan Hunt.
Oh,
not Paige.
Not Paige. My bad.
A top agent for the Impossible Mission Force, also known as the IMF, which is a terrible name.
That's a terrible name. IMF sounds like something that like people get when they've got their period.
I'm sorry. Okay, we can't talk about periods.
No, can we not?
We're men.
Oh, whoops.
Who becomes the prime suspect after a mission in Prague goes horribly wrong and his team is killed. How many times have you had that happen to you?
Like today?
Yeah.
At least twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On the run and determined to clear his name, Ethan uncovers a conspiracy within the agency and must use all his skills, gadgets, and deception to expose the mole.
Really, 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 really.
The film is filled with thrilling action, espionage, and the now iconic wire drop heist scene.
That's right. Very cool scene. Yes. Is that it?
That was it. That's
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's the entirety of my synopsis.
Before we go any further, let's get a character suggestion. I've got... These are the characters suggested by you. Rusty Gates. From the very, very Perth, Western Australian reference. Rusty Gates was a parody of Bill Gates for Arrow computer ads. Ethan, please add in a bit of audio from the classic advertisement here.
Check out Arrow computers and tell them Rusty sent you.
Was he meant to be Was he meant to be Bill Gates' son?
Yeah, I think he was like Bill Gates' son.
Yeah, and he was like a ginger.
Yeah, he was a ginger.
Yeah, it's a very, very WA reference.
100%. And I remember, like, there was always rumors that he was a douchebag in real life.
That's what I've also heard.
Everyone heard it. No one knows if it's true, but they're just like, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
The fame got to his
head. The fame of being Rusty Gates from the Arrow computer ads went to his head.
Well, I look forward to him popping up at some random point. Let's do our first scene, adding Arnie. I want to kick it off with pretty much the start of the movie, where we see a random kind of agent. He's on a plane. He's like first class or something. And then the flight attendant comes along and says, hey, do you want to watch this movie? He's like, yeah. This is like, and then it basically tells him the mission.
All right, here we go. Bing bong. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your hostess speaking. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to come around in about 2 minutes' time and offer you some refreshments, some movies,
That'd be fantastic.
Anything that you want, I can service you. Okay. Bong.
It is the 90s, so I'm just going to light a cigarette on this plane. And did he say hostess? Anyway.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you, sir? Would you like anything? Would you like a movie? How about you watch a movie?
No, I'm quite fine, but it's only a short flight, so...
I really, really think that you should watch the movie.
No, I'm... I think I'm just gonna have another whiskey and just smoke a cigarette and...
Okay.
Just kind of look out the window, to be honest. I'm not really in a movie mood. The flight's not long enough, you know. I don't want to, you know what it's like. You get up in the air, and then all of a sudden you're watching a movie, and then, you know, it's the lights come on, and we're landing, and I miss out on the end of the movie. Like, I'd hate that.
I think this movie is really worth your time watching. Don't blow smoke in my face, please, sir.
Sorry. It's what we do in the 90s, early 90s.
Okay, here's your whiskey. The mission isn't for you to look out the window.
Oh, the mission.
Your mission is to watch a movie.
I get it.
Because that makes the flight mission. Go longer. The mission.
All right, thank you. Bye.
What? No. What? No. Listen. need to watch this movie.
Which movie?
I don't know.
Show me the movie. I've seen it. I've seen that movie.
I didn't even tell you what it
was. Fatal Attraction. Great movie. Okay. Not really appropriate to watch on a plane, but...
We got other movies. We got Will Smith's 7 Pounds.
Okay.
Will Smith's The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay, no, I'm good.
Will Smith's King Richard.
Do you have anything else
Will
from Will
Smith's
Smith?
Men in Black.
Oh, that's pretty good. What else have you got from Will Smith?
Will Smith's Men in Black 2.
Oh, that's pretty good. I haven't seen all of that.
We've got Will Smith's Hitch.
That's a great movie. Give me Hitch.
Okay.
But how long's the runtime on it?
150 minutes.
How long's the flight?
The flight is only an hour and a half.
I'm good. I'll just sip on my whiskey.
Man, I just...
Is it what you seem so frustrated? There's other people to attend to. I don't know why you're so angry about
this. They can wait. You can wait! Sir, I really think you should watch the movie. I don't know how else I can convince you.
Men in Black 2. You really think I should watch Men in Black 2 this badly?
No, Hitch.
Oh, sorry, Hitch. No, now it makes sense. Okay.
I have to get the captain?
Nah. I'll watch Hitch. Put it on. Put on the Hitch.
Okay. Here's Hitch.
Okay.
And good luck.
Huh?
Your mission. Hello.
Sorry. Is this a recording?
It's live.
Oh. I thought you were interacting, and then I am. Oh, okay.
Jokes. This is a recording.
Ah.
Now that we have your attention.
You got me. Wait.
You can't talk back to me.
Can you understand everything I'm saying?
Your mission is to...
Nah, I guess not. It is a recording.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm just surprised that you could even...
There's no more time for pleasantries.
Wait, I'm so confused. Is this a recording or is this live?
Do you accept the mission?
What? I don't know what the mission is.
You will find out after I talk to this.
Wait, so what's the rule? I accept it, and then you tell me what it is.
Your mission.
Oh, man, is this on loop? What is this?
It's going to mean that you're undercover.
Okay, that's normally what I do.
Sir, would you like some peanuts?
Wait, no, you just gave me the thing. I assume you're on the inside.
No, I think you want your peanuts and here's your whiskey.
Okay, yeah, but I'm listening to the thing.
And that is the mission.
Ah, man.
We will not repeat the mission again.
Oh,
do you accept?
Well, I want to listen back to it. I hope the tape doesn't self-destruct.
Anyway, so good luck on the mission.
By the way, Hitch sucked. You gotta wonder. You assume that the flight attendant would be an agent as well, right?
I think that's the idea, right? Yeah. Is that they are also in on it? Like you said, if he says no to the movie, how else is he getting the mission?
Exactly.
Like, is it
happen.
In the fold down tray?
Yeah, just force it into them. One scene that is pretty cool in the movie is the bit where Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise, is by this fish tank and it explodes. And the whole thing blows up. And in real life, they blew up a fish tank, right?
They did 16 tons of water.
That's a lot of water.
Imagine the poor, starving Africans who are so thirsty.
That really wanted that chlorinated water. Those poor guys.
Yeah. Every year.
Oh, please don't do another piece to camera.
African children go without pools every day.
Oh, yeah. They wanted it for swimming.
Do you want to see an Africa without a pool party?
That's so true.
Not in my Australia.
There's a lot of... questions there. I want to do the aftermath. So what happens during the scene is Tom Cruise blows up this aquarium and the water just gushes everywhere and he manages to escape.
Yeah.
I want to do the aftermath because it looks like there's a lot of fish that die. There's a lot of water that goes everywhere. And so I love the idea of Arnie as a guy that would sell fish having to go back and fix up the aquarium.
What do we call fish sellers these days?
What's a fishmonger?
Well, the fishmongers, they sell like dead fish,
like
right?
Food.
You eat.
I don't know.
Like a dealer?
A dealer, yeah. Okay.
My fish dealer.
Arnie is the fish dealer.
Exotic fish dealer.
Absolutely.
Because that's what they're buying.
Everyone's got a guy. Okay.
Well, as you can see, sir, that this is where the destruction happened of the fish tank.
Well, this is okay. Yeah, you told me it was severe. You also said we had a chance of saving them. I gotta tell you right now, that ain't happening.
Well, no. Now that I think about it, I called you out a week ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I apologize for that. The water's still all around. You haven't... This is a mold issue now. Okay, and now you've got water everywhere and
I've got a mold guy that I will be talking to later.
Okay, well, I'm just a fish guy. I don't deal with the mold, but I can tell you right now, there's a lot of dead fish here.
How much are we looking at in damage of lost fish?
I installed it only like 3 weeks ago.
I know.
I still have the receipts, and I think you've got about one.
This flounder, for example.
Yeah, that's a $7,000 fish.
And this one?
That's an $8,000 fish.
What was the name of that one again?
That one is also a flounder, but that one's slightly bigger. You got a little gummy shark over there. That was $14,000.
I was very
You got
fond.
The Nemo fish.
You mean the clown fish?
I don't want to call them any names. Nemo fish and the Dory fish. They're a pair worth
$14,000. $14,000. Yeah, well, yeah. Obviously, as I am the representative of my client.
Yeah.
We would ask that, was there a insurance policy that we took out?
No, I kept pushing it on you. Remember, I said to you guys, I said, hey, just letting you know, this is a custom job. You know, I put my guarantee on it.
So, what are we looking at if we wanted to restock the tank?
I remember saying this area is prone to earthquakes and, like, you know, it's glass at the end of the day, filled with water, tons of it.
The fact that we live on a fault line is none of your business.
I'm aware, but I'm just saying, like, I personally would have taken the insurance and now look, here we are. We
just
don't even
because
know how this happens.
My client's hobby is juggling hammers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I said you should probably take out the insurance.
So, now that we've passed the point of no return, what are we looking at in terms of price of restocking the aquarium?
And you want obviously a new aquarium as well?
No, we want you to keep the broken one.
Ah, you're a very sarcastic little snide mother person. Okay, so looking at the new aquarium, new fishies. Do you want the same type of fishies or you want to go like a little bit crazier? We can go a bit more exotic.
Why did you say crazier? What do you mean?
Well, my first pitch originally was a hammerhead shark.
Okay.
Because you guys love hammers so much. And I was like, if you get a hammerhead shark in here, that'd be sick.
I like the idea of the hammerhead shark.
Yeah, but the only problem is I have to extend the size of the tank. So it'd be basically, you'd maybe be able to fit in maybe 12 patrons at
most. We could increase our price of the food.
Oh, definitely you're going to have to do that.
What about a blue whale?
A blue whale? Oh, you're the third person today to ask me that. You're going to have to change premises because the whales, obviously, they're big.
Okay. Well, that's not a good... My client loves the fault line.
Yeah, okay. I can understand. All right, so we're not going to move.
We got it cheap.
Well, maybe don't worry about the blue whale. They're pretty depressed anyway. They're pretty blue. See what I did there.
Okay, we don't want the hammerhead.
Okay, you don't want the hammerhead?
I like the idea of keeping
more
clients.
It's pretty cool, I got one.
Okay, well, this is a lot. Do you mind if I call my client?
Okay, call your client, I can wait.
Okay,
I'm just going to look around the floor and just kind of mourn a few of my lost fishy friends, okay?
Let me just get him up on my phone. Rusty. Oh, here he is.
Hey there!
Let me call him now.
Hey!
Oh, he's already on the phone.
Hey, you'd already called me. I mean, listen to the whole thing.
Rusty, it's me, your maitre d'.
Yeah, of course.
Julian.
Yeah, I know, I'm aware. What do you need?
They're giving us a quote for the new tank.
Did you drop my name?
I didn't.
Did you tell him that Rusty sends you?
I did not say Rusty sends you.
Tell him that Rusty sent you.
Hold it right there, Rusty. Let me ask.
Just say, hey, Rusty sent you.
Excuse
me,
fish man.
Sorry,
fishmonger man.
I'm so sad.
Is that what we call you?
Just call me by my natural name.
Fish.
Thank you. Anyway, yeah, I was just mourning all these dead fishies.
It's
you really should have cleaned them up a week ago. They stank.
I've got my
client. A lot of cats around here.
Yes, yeah. We also own a cat cafe.
That's good. Yeah, anyway, you spoke to your client?
I spoke to Rusty.
Oh, cool.
Rusty Gates.
Yeah, did he have anything to say to me?
He said, Rusty, tell him that Rusty sent me.
Oh, for the quote?
And we might see if you can give us a better price on the quote.
Yeah. So I've heard that Rusty Gates is a bit of a douchebag in real life, so that's not going to really do much. In fact, it's going to increase the price.
Okay, let me go back to my client. Rusty, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He said that you're a douchebag.
Aw, man.
And that it's going to increase the price.
It's just because my dad...
Your dad, Bill?
Bill Gates, yeah.
No. It's because he's a douchebag that used to really brag about who he was all around Perth. And people just know that Rusty Gates is a douche.
So it's got nothing to do with his father.
I didn't even know they're related. I only just made that connection. That Bill Gates and Rusty Gates. It makes sense now.
Rusty, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I have bad news.
Uh-huh.
It's got nothing to do with your father or the vaccines.
Is it because I'm a douchebag?
It's because you're a douchebag.
Every time.
Are you willing to fork up and pay $400,000?
Yeah, but can I get a blue whale?
I've already talked about the blue whale with him, and he said it's
I don't want to move, but I love that fault line.
We're not going to move.
Okay.
It just means that we'll have to extend the tank and probably only serve perhaps 1-2 customers.
I love it. Let's do it. And tell him Rusty sent you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Goodbye. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I've just got off the phone with Rusty.
Okay, yes, and?
And he said that he would like the blue whale option.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he would like the tank extended.
Hey, I was just looking around the floor. Do you see this piece of gum?
Yeah, yeah. I would not put that in. Don't put it in your... Well, he's dead. But I still need that blue whale.
Hey?
I guess I'll call SeaWorld.
Exactly how that scene would have gone.
I don't know what character I was, but I liked it.
You really lent into it. It scared me at one point. Yeah. You looked very pompous.
It was meant to be pompous.
Yeah, you
it
were pompous.
Kind of in the teeth.
Oh, explains all the saliva all over me right now. One of the big scenes is, of course, the wire scene, right? So Tom Cruise goes into this special room. It's got sensors everywhere, like the temperature's controlled. Like, it's just all these special things to make it extra, extra secure. And he's basically there coming down these wires, and they've got the French guy who's like pulling him and making sure that he doesn't fall down. I want to do that scene. Arnie as Ethan Hunt in this one.
Yeah.
As they're trying to steal this disc.
Great.
Or steal the list, and then it goes.
Would
on
you like
disc.
To be Frenchman, or would you like to be Arnie?
I'd like to be Arnie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ethan, you ready?
Oh, 1 second. Let me just make sure I'm all strapped in. We've got everyone outside with the fire department's there keeping us safe.
Hey, I can see the street from here.
Yeah, cool.
Just like a little crack in this vent.
All right, well, that's fine. That you keep looking out there, but we remember the focus is that we're going to drop me in.
Hey.
I'm going to come down.
What was my middle name?
What is your middle name?
My middle name is the Super Focused French Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a very long one, but it's
Jacques,
weird.
Super Focused French guy.
Yeah.
Anomena.
Ah, yes. Manomena. Cool. Well, anyway, I'm about to go down now. I've got my little skivvy on. It's all tight so nothing can fall on the ground. I've got my glasses on just to make sure I can read the screen properly.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. You got a lot of gadgets.
Yeah, I got a lot of gadgets. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm going to get slowly
block the laser. Block the laser first. You want to fry me? Jesus, I thought you were super focused, you son of a bitch. God.
So there you go. Laser block.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Lower me down slowly.
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 Here we go.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to sing a little song in my head.
Oh, no. You're not going to do that thing, are you?
I love it. Please. It keeps me on
task. Fine. Hurry up.
All right. Dang, 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 dang,
dang, dang,
dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, dang,
dang. I was meant to work on a winery. Now I work with this dunk off.
Little bit lower. Dang, 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 dang.
Are you alright down there?
Yeah.
You okay? You need a lozenge?
I nearly spat on the ground.
You want me to throw a lozenge down?
No, do not throw anything down.
I could throw it. I mean, I could lower the lozenge.
No, the floor. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's my fault for singing. Okay, lower me down a little more.
Hey, I can see through this crack. There's some sexy ladies on the street out there.
Your accent is slipping. And so am I. Focus. All right.
Sorry.
Keep it there, okay?
Why are you so sweaty? You're a very sweaty man.
It's warm in here.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful degree.
The turtleneck was a bad choice.
I told you.
It's too warm for a turtleneck.
Some winter knits were not part of the plan.
But you were wearing it so well, I thought we'd buy you like a uniform.
I'm in an air conditioning vent.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're so cool.
You stupid idiot.
Okay, shh. Okay, I'm logging in now. Keep me steady.
I'm trying, but you keep jiggling around.
I'm not I'm typing on the keyboard.
Hold on, the boss is calling.
Okay.
Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, hey. You guys got me that disc?
What
Tell him
want?
Rusty sent you.
We're working on the disc now.
Okay.
Ethan.
Whoa, no, just go careful.
He said Rusty is sending.
Okay, can you focus? You're dropping me down a little bit.
It's the boss on the phone.
Okay, is it Rusty?
It's Rusty.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that Rusty sent him.
Yeah, I know who Rose sent us. It's Rusty.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay. Rusty.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tell him Rusty sent you. Bye.
What a complete waste of time. What a way to shoehorn him in. Unnecessarily. Okay, typing. Remember, it's a 90s computer, so it's very slow.
Hey, can you log in on
You just dropped me like a meter.
Sorry.
Oh my god, I'm so close to the ground. Lift me up, please.
Are those lasers hot?
Yeah, they're so
hot. Are they hot?
You gotta lift me up, man.
Okay.
Up. Oh my god, I thought you were super focused. You nearly dropped me on my head.
Have you died yet?
No.
Stop being such a baby.
Okay, shut up.
Can you log in on my webmail?
You want me to check your email while
I'm
in here?
I've been chatting up to this super hot chick back in Paris.
That is not the mission right now.
My mission is to get in her pants.
Okay, I'm checking your email. What's your password?
I'm a little awkward about saying this, but my password is escargot.
Escargot? How do I spell that?
E.
Yes.
S.
Yes.
C.
Yep.
A R. G O T. It's snails in French.
It that didn't work.
No, did you capitalize the E?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, go back and capitalize. Okay, yeah.
No, it didn't work. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
Is there like a number or combo or something?
Oh, yeah, my birthday.
Okay, so escargot.
1973. Knocking on.
Oh, cool. We're in.
Oh, cool.
You got a lot of emails talking about penis-enhancing pills.
Hey,
I don't think this is spam. You're replying to them all. Why are you applying so often?
Focus on the
You've
mission.
You've given him all your money?
Ethan, the mission.
What is her name? What is her name?
Her name is Annabelle.
Okay, I'm just looking Find through it. Here.
Look for
so
the email.
So many penis emails.
Focus, oh my focus, God. Focus.
Who replies to the singles in your area emails? You
Me?
Replied.
I'm single.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Annabelle. Yep.
I poured out my heart to her.
Yeah, I can read that.
Yeah, read that out one. I wanted to hear what I was said.
Do you want me to try and do your voice as well?
No, I like your voice.
Okay. It says, Dear Annabelle.
What a wordsmith.
I am so French and so horny. You and I should totally make love on a speed train, blah, 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 helicopter, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually going to betray you, Ethan, huh? Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to come here and I'm working with the guy you thought was dead, blah, blah, blah.
Well, hold on. Do you think I've got the future being a writer?
Well, no, yeah, as a writer you certainly do, but not as a person that knows how to send emails, because this says you'll send it to the wrong person.
Well, who did I send it to then?
You sent it to...
Oh, no. Did I send it to Annie and Clarabelle, the tank engine, you know, and Thomas the tank engine? He's got those two carriages, Annie and Clarabelle.
You did.
Oh, man.
Sacre bleu, right?
Sacre bleu, indeed. I'm such a fool.
All right, you need to lift me up because I'm dangerously close to the ground again. I've been
anyway,
slipping this whole time.
Anyway, you got the disc?
Yeah, I've had the disc for like an hour now. Please let me up.
Okay, I'm bringing you
You're
up.
Holding me hostage.
Oh, come on
now. All right, cool. Thank you.
Now, when you get up here, can you look at my penis size for me?
Okay, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to need these pills. That French guy is the worst. Let's do the big scene. Now, I want to have a bit of fun with this one, like we do with every scene, really, adding Arnie. Now, this is where it's right near the end. They're on this train and they're doing like a whole big, it's a very complicated drop, essentially, where there's this person there. They're trying to set them up. They're giving them the disc. They're not taking the disc. It's a whole thing. But there's one moment where the guy takes the mask off and it's really Ethan Hunt the whole time, not the old guy, the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to have some fun with the reveal because they love doing that in this movie, going, I'm not who you think I am,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, yeah. And they pull a mask off, it's somebody else.
So I want to do that.
Well, thank you for telling me your entire plot.
It's just what I felt like doing. I thought I would... Wait, what do you mean, telling you the entire plot? You're my husband. We were in cahoots. I don't understand. What's happening?
It wasn't who you think it was.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Oh, what a disgusting sound to pull a mask off. Oh, my God. It's Ethan Hunt.
That's right. It's me, Ethan Hunt.
You sound so similar before. I should have known the whole time it was you.
My voice modulator's still on. It's broken.
But just by the way, in case you think you got me, you didn't. Check this out.
What do you mean?
Hey, it's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Famous actor / movie star.
Why are you tied up with this?
I just, you know, I saw a disc going around, cool deals, a little speed train, thought I would get involved.
What? This doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And do you know why?
Why? Oh, but there's another mask? Oh, that's so gross. It's like it's covered in cum.
Hey, it's me. It's Bruce Willis. How you going?
Bruce Willis? What is going on here?
Well, I just thought we'd take it off masks. I thought I would reveal who I really was the whole time.
Well, we can all take off masks.
Well, you got another mask under
there? I got plenty of masks on.
Show me what you got. Oh. The sound.
Hello. Ish, is my okay?
Oh, joke's on you. It was me, Santa, the whole time.
I knew it. I knew this would happen. I knew that Jolly Saint Nick would be behind this. And it grinds my gears. It really does. And I was thinking about pulling off another mask, but I'm into the character.
Well, let me pull off my mask, because it wasn't me, Santa, the whole time. Oh, it was me.
Hey there, it's Rusty. The man behind the disc thing?
Rusty Gates.
Rusty Gates!
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah?
So I've been having trouble with this.
Did they tell you Rusty sent you?
They did. I saw the ad. And so I've been having trouble with my email.
Yep.
On my computer.
Yep.
And so I just need a little bit of help.
Okay.
Of trying to get back into, what is it, the server.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
So I can access my emails.
Yeah, I'm very good at that.
Would you like to help me?
I'd love to. As Rusty sends you.
Would you do it now?
Kind of busy. Whole plot international thing going on. We're on a plane. There's a helicopter attached to us. There's a whole fight going on back there. Show me. Wait, let me help you out. Show me the computer. Show.
All right. There's the computer.
Uh-huh.
And then this here is...
Oh, this is a great jukebox. Oh. You're not him. Who are you?
Hey.
I'm ripping your mask off.
It's me, Ethan, again.
Ah, and it all goes around and around.
And I knew we'd get you, Rusty.
Ah, you got me. Ah, well, did you tell him Rusty sent you?
I did. I've just got one question for you.
Uh-huh.
What movie would you like to watch on the plane?
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't want to watch any movies.
No, I think you should watch
a movie. I'm good.
Not gonna need
I'm fine.
You. We got so
I'm all right.
We've got the...
Tell Rusty sent you. I'm good.
The complete...
No, I'm fine.
...collection.
No.
Of Will Smith.
Huh? You got hitched?
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Mission Impossible. More like Mission Successful.
Yes, it was.
God, I'm a beauty.
Please like and subscribe to us on wherever you get your podcasts from. And leave us a 5-star rating. It really helps.
Yep, jump on the YouTube as well if you want to see the podcast action.
Yeah.
And
from our new studio, mind you.
That is so true. Our brand spanking new studio.
And as always, you can also like and subscribe to our stuff on Facebook. We have groups. We have TikTok. We have Instagram. You name it. We have created an account for it.
That's it. And tell them Rusty sent you. Awful.
I hated that.
I loved it.
Goodbye.
Bye.